Well, we had physics in high school, geometry, algebra, history, Latin. We didn't have any French in schools at that time. It came in a few years. I graduated in 1950.
It was in what, 1950?
1950. Of course, I was older than the oldest one in my class because in the country we didn't have school but about 5 months in a year. Children had to work in the fields then. And one year we all had typhoid fever at home and nobody went to school.
For a whole year?
A whole year. Because we didn't get the cotton picked till after Christmas.
My goodness.
So,
didn't that ruin the cotton?
No, of course it wasn't. It didn't make it as good a sample as it would have.
You couldn't hide somebody to pick it?
Everybody, there was more cases of fever, and you could hardly a house that didn't have it.
My goodness.
We had typhoid fever from the middle of September until the 21st of January.
Didn't any people?
1 to 3 on the bed at home.
Did anybody die from it?
Yes, a lot of them did.
And it just spread all over the community?
Yeah, it just spread.
And it spread all over the place?
It was all over the county and a lot of it all over the state of Georgia.
That was in what year?
In 1905.
Do you remember much about World War One?
Yes.
You had some brothers to fight in World War One.
Yeah, you fought in World War One. My youngest brother.
Did you?
He never did leave the States. He got in there with an ambulance crew at up in Atlanta. It was where Buckhead is now.
Wasn't there a flu epidemic then?
Yes.
During World War II.
And that's where he spent the whole world. He was an ambulance driver and a helper.
Didn't Uncle Alvin fight?
No, Alvin was too old.
Oh, he was?
Well, Alvin was born in 81.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. Yeah, Gilbert was the youngest. He was the only one that wasn't married.
I see.
No family. So,
Well, when you were a girl and you didn't have, of course, you didn't have indoor plumbing, but did you have washstands and bowls and pitchers or buckets
yes,
or
we
what?
Yes, we had buckets and washpans on the back porch. Where we washed up when we came in from the field.
Did you have a bowl and pitcher in the bedroom?
Yes, we had bowl and pitcher for the guests. That was just used for the guests.
It was just theirs. It wasn't yours to wash in.
No, we washed in the wash bath.
Did you have a regular time where you got out of the tub and took a bath?
Well, we used wash tubs.
But you never got in them?
Oh, yeah, we got in a wash tub.
Oh, you did?
At least once a week.
And scrubbed all over.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to wash out in the wash pot in the backyard?
Oh, yes, that wash pot.
Did you make your own soap?
Yeah, Mother made the soap.
Out of, how'd you make that?
Well, we put the ashes from the fire in what we called an ash hole, which was come down to a trough and opened up each way and had ends in it. And we put the ashes in there and then about 6 weeks before we got ready to run the lye, you'd wet those ashes real good. Just keep putting water on them until there wasn't a dry place in them. And in about 6 weeks, that lye would start running.
And you mix that with what?
With the grease.
Just the hog grease?
Hog grease. And it made it.
Did you ever put perfume in it or anything?
No.
What did it smell like? Hog grease?
No, it didn't smell like hog grease. It Of course, for bathing, we had toilet soap, used ivory soap a lot, but just for washing hands, we always used maybe African soap or some kind of strong soap to clean off the dirt on your hands when you come in. And we